Welcome to your show, Andy Breckman. Tonight's a very, very special episode of 7 Second Delay. We were going to be out on the street tonight.
No one cares.
Yeah.
We got just don't try your usual gambit, Ken, of sabotaging my show to make your own show look better. Okay? For once in your life, whatever, you know, the effort you put into your show, put at least half of that into this show.
I didn't realize that was my gambit. I knew I had a gambit.
We see right through you. How else do you explain the last 32 years?
And we have a very special guest with us tonight.
Who's that?
WFMU music director Jessica.
Oh, the new music director. Jessica's joining us.
Hi, Jessica.
Hey, how's it going? Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
We can. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, I'm really excited.
Oh, you're the sweetest. Oh.
Everything's working great.
How did you find Jessica?
We had a long, drawn-out selection process, and she won.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You can ask her how she won.
Jessica, what was the interview process like?
It was really long and scary. It was sort of like the Hunger Games or like Survivor type like game show.
Yeah.
Really anxiety. My dad tried to give me good advice where when I had my first interview with Ken, he was like, when Ken sort of asks you like why you want this job, you should say, I don't want this job. I want your job. But I didn't do that.
Ooh.
So
if your dad,
would you have responded well to that, Ken?
I would have. That was good advice.
I sometimes fantasize about Jessica having your job. Is your dad a super, super successful guy?
Yeah, he's a farmer. So he works in like agriculture and stuff.
Excellent.
He rocks.
He became a farmer by using that tactic in his interview.
Oh, Andy, rocking is good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, rocking.
Rocking is like the bomb?
Yes.
Rocking is dope?
Mm-hmm.
Sock it to me. Sock it to me, Ken. Jessica, can you tell we've learned a smattering of new slang words?
Yeah, you guys are teaching me things.
Yeah.
This is why we're not outside tonight.
Because exactly.
Andy was using the slang for the last half hour of last week's show, and I just can't take it anymore. JK.
JK. Just joking. Hey, has that caught on? I've been sort of out of it for a week. Has that swept the country from coast to coast? JK, just joking?
No, it's actually just morphed into JJ.
Oh, JJ, just joking. So, Jessica, you're going to be on the air as well. You're more than just what does she do?
She's
music
the
director?
WFMU music director.
How old is that girl, Jessica?
Why don't you ask her?
I'm too shy.
Okay.
Hi, I'm 25.
Oh, nobody's 25.
Right.
Nobody's 25. Nobody in your world.
I meet people all the time. None of them are 25. How do you explain that?
You have a large family. Is there nobody in your family who's 25?
One of them looks like they're about 25. I'll ask.
There you go.
And Jessica, do you have a show on the air here?
Yes, I'm about to, the next summer season, I'm going to have a show on Fridays from 12 to 3.
12 noon to 3 p.m.
Yes.
On Friday. That's a good slot, right?
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
You know, on Fridays, that's actually drive time. People leave early. People sneak out early.
That's true.
That's good to know.
And what do you call your show?
Right now, it's a classic Jessica.
You're just calling it Jessica.
Yeah. Do you think that's a good idea?
No,
Andy?
I think it's stupid.
Okay, good. That's nice.
And what kind of music are you going to play?
I'm going to play everything.
Yeah. Right. Fine.
It'll be like a bipolar kind of show. Yeah.
Like, have you selected your theme song or the first song you're going to play?
I have options. So right now it's up in the air.
You won't commit? You won't tell us?
No. Well, one is the theme song to the horror movie Let's Scare Jessica to Death.
Oh, because it has your name? Does it have lyrics? Like, does it have your name in it?
It does. It's like, Jessica.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Then maybe we found a winner.
Well, yeah. Oh, well sure. Bury your way right up Ken's tush. The station manager said, oh, that sounds good. And the decision-making process has just ended.
Right.
That's how things work around here.
Okay. Well, maybe tonight's show, Andy, one of the songs on your iPhone will inspire Jessica to have a different theme song. Because you have perfect musical taste. I didn't realize before.
You know, it sounds like I'm bragging, but I'm not bragging because it's a genetic thing. It's something I inherited. I was born with perfect musical taste.
That's like a fifth chromosome.
The beneficiary of that is, of course, my wife and my family, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we play my playlist.
Yeah.
They just pinch themselves. They're so lucky. They're probably the luckiest people in the world. And what I've done, I should tell you, I should explain why we're here today, what we're doing today. For the last couple of weeks, what I've been doing, and Jessica, you might find this instructive. Oh, she's probably tuned out already. She's probably on her iPhone playing her TikTok videos. That's what kids love. Maybe one of them will sock it to her.
Jesus, sock it to me.
Do you even know what that means? Yeah, it's good.
I do.
It's a good thing. It's like the bomb.
Yeah.
It's dope.
It's really, really dated.
Shut up.
Hot slang term, I think, in 1965 or 66.
I actually disagree. It was never a hot slang term.
That's right.
It was a laughing generated term.
It was always stupid.
Yeah, it was always stupid.
Yeah. And then the Beach Boys used it.
They did?
Yeah.
In some song.
In Wild Honey, I think. Yeah.
Well, Mitch Ryder used it. Mitch Ryder has all... Well, it's on my playlist. Maybe it'll come up.
Oh, you just gave it away.
Well, what are the odds of it coming up? I'll tell you the odds. Actually, listen. Here's what I've done. The last 3 weeks, I've been obsessed with this. I've been going through every artist I've loved. I've gone through their entire catalog and selected my favorite songs. Mm-hmm. It's taken me weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
I have a playlist on my iPhone. 4,100 songs. It's 10 days worth. If you hit random play, it's 10 days of music.
Yeah.
You could, in theory, and Jessica, this might upset you because I know you're anxious to come in and do your show live, but in theory, you could plug my iPhone in to your system, your little rinky-dink Mickey Mouse little radio network. You could hit random play. You could take 10. You and your staff would have a 10-day vacation. You could leave for 10 days.
10 days to destroy WFMU.
10 days to build FMU into the station that I believe it always could be. It could realize its potential.
10 days to drive away all the WFMU listeners.
Drive away the losers. Hello, winners. Hello, cool listeners.
Oh, God. Yeah, cool listeners who want to hear Fred Astaire and Mitch Ryder.
Well, you wouldn't even know what to do with sexy listeners.
My
playlist will attract sexy listeners.
Yeah, and what are you going to do with your sexy listeners?
Oh, wait a
minute. Mr. I'll Never Be Canceled.
Oh, my God. Just give me an audience of sexy listeners and stand back.
Okay.
Oh, I dream about it.
I know you do.
I dream
about
it.
That's the whole problem.
The opposite of the FMU record fair. An audience of sexy listeners.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't that be great?
That's your dream, huh?
It is my dream.
Yeah, okay.
It's my goal. So today, here's what we're going to do. I know you've derided my little playlist, my musical taste. You think you're so cool.
Uh-huh.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get a listener on the phone.
Okay.
We're
going to
play a song from my playlist, a song from your playlist, chosen randomly. We'll just hit random.
Yep.
The listener won't know whose playlist he's listening to. Sometimes you'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll go first.
Right.
Jessica will host the each round, right?
Uh-huh.
So we won't be able to tip our hat. We won't be able to favor one selection over the other.
Yep, I gave her a big fat silver dollar that she can flip at
She'll
the
be
beginning
flipping
of
A
every
or B,
round.
And that will determine who goes first. And so all we need now is a listener. I'm going to put $5 on the table. I'm going to bet every round. Oh, you have $5. You really do.
Yep.
Jessica, you'll keep us honest. Here's
so your
my
$5. Your heads and I'm tails.
Doesn't matter. Fine, I'm heads, you're tails.
Well, it does
Fine.
Matter.
If it makes you happy. Whatever makes you happy.
Jessica needs to know who to point at.
Okay, so Jessica, you're going to flip a coin. Wait, I'm ready. I'm going to get my playlist up. 4,100 perfect songs. Every song a Maserati. Every song a winner. And by the way, if a song's not on my playlist, it sucks. That's just generally the rule. How many songs are on your playlist?
24 hours worth.
That's a fine little playlist. That's nothing to be ashamed of.
I combined like six or seven different playlists.
And Jessica, do you have a playlist of your favorite songs on your iPhone?
Yes, I do.
And how do you select your songs? Do you add to it and take songs off it every day?
I do it monthly. So each month I have my own playlist, and that's what I listen to for that month.
Do you mean you set aside time every month to create a new playlist?
That's right.
And then that's the playlist you listen to?
Yes.
And you're disciplined enough not to add songs during that month?
Oh, I do add songs. It's like it's everything I collect that month. That's sort of what I listen to. I can't cheat.
And then do they overlap? Like the following month, do you carry some songs over?
I'm pretty rigid about it now.
That's a stupid system.
Thank you.
Here's what I do, Jessica.
Okay.
I went through the Apple Music. I went through music in general, right? The universal collection of music, the music that's out there, all the music. I chose the 4,100 best songs. The songs that I'm happy to hear when they come up on my playlist.
I'm confused. How did Mitch Ryder make it in there?
Mitch Ryder is great. Mitch Ryder is great. And I see you have $5 on the table.
Yep.
All of my selections are great. Let's go.
Let's get going, Mr. Big Talker. Here's our first caller.
Hey, don't call me Mr. Big Talker because nicknames have a way of sticking. That's what I'll end up being called the rest of my life.
Sorry.
It's all right.
You're on the air.
No.
Yeah, you are. No. You made it.
Imagine the thrill. Imagine how I feel. I'm on the air every week.
This is a thrill.
Okay, and then what is your name, listener?
Sam the Appraiser.
It's Sam the Appraiser.
Hold on, Sam. That's S for S-A-M.
M, yes.
That's a funny name, Sam the Appraiser.
He's a regular caller.
I have the same middle name as Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, and Attila the Hun.
Exactly, yeah. You're fast on your feet, Andy. You just pulled Attila the Hun out of nowhere.
Out of my butt.
Yeah, that was a good zinger, the Attila the Hun
zinger. Oh, shut up, both of you.
All right, let's get going.
Thank you, Jessica, for not piling on.
Okay, so Jessica's...
I think I found the fatal flaw in this show, though.
Oh, what
Tell
is
me
it?
What?
The iPhone doesn't have a random shuffle thing. You're thinking of the iPod shuffle.
No.
It does.
Both our iPhones do. When I have my playlist...
The playlist has a shuffle button.
I'm already on random shuffle.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay.
Okay, so wait, you're going to hear one song. You're going to hear two songs. Listen to both. Jessica's going to be our guest DJ for the next 60 seconds. And then decide which one you like best.
Okay, Jessica has already flipped the coin.
Okay.
Right? And we're ready to go.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Here is round one.
Oh, I can't hear anything.
Yeah, let's just give that a second. All right. All right, maybe we should do a test of some sort, Andy. What do you say?
All right, we should reveal that my phone is plugged in, but Ken's phone.
Well, why don't let's just do a quick test.
Okay,
you play something from your
phone. Okay.
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 Good. Stop it.
Okay,
stop,
I'm stopping
stop
it.
Stop your song.
Yeah.
And now, what the heck is the problem?
That's Bruce Springsteen commenting on how attractive Mary looks when she's crossing the porch.
Oh, okay. So, all right, I think we got it now.
Okay, so we're gonna flip the coin again.
Yeah,
I'm gonna hit random play on mine. Okay.
Okay.
And then can you hit random play on yours?
Here we go.
Okay. Boy, it's a great radio.
All sounds have characteristic qualities which your ear learns to recognize. Listen.
This song is more.
Blunderphonic, silent, slender, tender, and defiant. Blunderphonic.
All right, now, contestant two, you play your song.
Okay.
Talking Heads, Take Me to the River.
All right, now I believe Sam the appraiser needs to choose which of those two songs.
Okay, I think the first one I couldn't hear, and the second one sounded terrible. So I'm going to go with the first one.
All right, I win.
Wait a minute. I'm so sorry. Jessica, you have to take more control. Okay, you have to be our hostess.
Right.
Everyone can tell whose song was whose.
Well, obviously.
Well, the second one was what, Talking Heads or something?
Yeah, but wait, everyone could tell that the first selection was yours because of...
Why?
Well, number one, you're using pronouns like now let's play the first song and we should let Jessica...
Okay, I'm taking more control. Jessica,
you're driving the bus.
Okay, no,
here
I
are the
now.
Keys to the show.
Right.
This is the keys to the show. You're now driving the show.
Thank you, Sam, for being a
Ken
great,
wins.
Great
well, thank you, Sam.
Contestant number
well,
one.
Okay, Ken. Okay, Sam was.
Okay, that was a trial run.
That was a trial run.
But I won $5 on the trial run.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Oh.
Hey, it's Harrison. I'm actually Jessica's old pal.
Oh, hey, what's up, Harrison?
Oh, hey, Harrison.
Wait, how do you know Harrison?
We're friends.
Does that mean? We're friends.
We're friends.
How do you know him?
We hang out.
Go ahead.
I've known him for years. Living in New York, kind of like.
How
music.
Did you meet him?
I think. Where
I
did we meet?
Jessica used to work at the record shop.
Yeah, he used to come into Academy Records. Yeah.
And how did you meet him?
Because he would come into Academy Records and we'd hang out.
Don't talk to guys coming into the record store.
Oh God! Right. Thank you, Andy. Yeah.
Okay.
What am I doing? Guessing a song?
No, you're not guessing a song. We're going to play two songs for you, Harrison. And you're just going to tell us which song you'd enjoy listening to most if it came up on the radio, okay?
I can do that.
Ken thinks he has better taste than me. Okay.
Okay, we have flipped the coin.
Okay, and now we will listen to the first song. Get Ready by The Temptations. All right, first song. Going well. All right, and now we'll hear the next song.
I really do. I was psyched to do it in New York.
La Femme, the song is Mykos. I love them, but yeah. All right, and what do you think is your choice? What is the song you like the most?
I'm going to have to go with The Temptations on this one.
Of course.
Really?
Well, of course, because it's a real song. Because it's a real grown-up
person,
song.
Not La Femme?
No. I like that first one.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a lot to talk about.
I think what Harrison is trying to tell you is that second song, La Femme, is stupid.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
I didn't use Andy's words, but...
All right.
Oh, my God.
Thanks,
oh, my God.
Thanks for playing, Harrison.
I could have paid my way through college playing this game. This is fantastic. Okay.
I believe it's tied.
That first round. Okay, whatever you want, Ken. Whatever makes you happy.
It's tied.
Okay, but we need a listener.
I won $5 and you won $5.
Fine. All we need is a listener. 201-209-9368. Kids, just call. Here's all you have to do. Just tell us what song you like better. Could the net be any wider?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, this is Biha.
Hi, Biha. How you doing?
Is this another friend of yours, Jessica?
No, it's nice to meet you.
I'm okay. I'm in traffic.
She is now.
Biha's a chat board denizen.
Oh, Biha, you've gone on and contributed to our chat board?
Yeah, she's there all the time.
Yeah, I chat.
Oh, she chats. Okay, here's my $5. Where's yours, Ken?
Oh, it's right here, Andy.
Okay, and now, Jessica, you indicate one of us. One of us is going to go first, Biha, and then you're going to hear two. Go ahead, Jessica.
All right, okay, now we will hear the first song. Bills Like Jean Spirit by Neil PC Guerra. Yeah, we'll just roll with that. I'm probably really mispronounced that. Forgive me. All right. That's our first song, and then we will hear our next song.
My tears are falling.
Take good care of my baby by Bobby V.
And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've got to say.
Nice. All right, and what will we have, listener?
Smells Like Teen Spirit, right?
I'll take it, Biha. Thank you.
How do you pronounce that name?
That's Neil Cicierega.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, that's not Feels Like Teen. That's not Teen Spirit. That's a parody of it.
No, it's a mashup of Smells Like Teen Spirit and Billie Jean.
Oh, cool. It's really hard to hear, but I knew right away.
Well, but wait, listen to the rest of my song.
You got the answer right, Biha. That's the main thing.
Yay!
Yay! Thanks for playing,
okay,
Biha.
Bye, guys.
The phone number here is 201-209-9363.
Wait, I should explain to Biha. Listen to this. Look, Bobby V had a girlfriend.
Bobby V.
Listen to the story.
Bobby V is not within the 4,000 best songs in the world.
Bobby V had a girlfriend. She left him. Listen to this story, Jessica.
Okay.
This will touch your heart. She left him, and he's singing to her new boyfriend. He's singing, "Take Good Care of My Baby." Isn't that heartbreaking?
That's pathetic.
Exactly. But everyone can relate to it. That's why everyone loves "Take Good Care of My Baby" by Bobby V. Everyone except Baha.
Biha.
Biha.
Turn off your damn phone.
Why?
Turn it off.
No, it's "Take Good Care of My Baby."
Because it's time for another round.
He's so open-hearted. He has such a great heart that he's telling the new boyfriend to not hurt her.
It's sort of like a Jolene.
Yeah, it's like a Jolene thing. Yeah, exactly. But it predates Jolene by 30 years.
Jolene makes sense. Jolene is the girlfriend saying, like, leave him alone. He's mine.
Well, yeah, it's a
Bobby
little, it's
V
a
saying,
variation of that.
Oh, if you want to go with him.
Oh, hey, if you're just tuning in, Ken's doing his impression of Bobby V. Go ahead, Ken. So he was a drag queen, Bobby V?
No.
No, do your impression.
No, he's just a pathetic crooner. They're very different from a drag queen. I know.
Although they're not exclusive. Some drag queens are pathetic crooners. You got to give me that.
I don't know of any.
I know of three. Oh, no, four. I just thought of one.
There's a lot of drag queens who are crooners, but they're not pathetic.
No.
Not like Bobby V.
Yeah. We've never met Ken's never met a pathetic crooner. And you know what I say to that? Wait till the booze cruise. Booze cruise is just a month away, Ken.
Okay, hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, can't believe I got through.
I can't believe you got through either. Who's this?
This is Hira.
Hi, Hira.
Hi, Hira.
Hira.
Hira. Jessica, say hi to Hira.
Hi, Hira. How's it going?
Hey, Hira, if you're home from school on Fridays at Friday afternoon, you know what you should do?
No.
Tune in to WFMU because Jessica will have a brand new show. What kind of music will you be playing that Hira might like?
I'll play really good music that you'll really like.
Did you hear that, Hira? How could you argue with that?
And Hira, don't forget, Bucci's moving to Fridays at 6.
He told everyone when everyone called in. He let them know.
Okay, good.
Bucci is my arch nemesis.
Okay.
It's my celebrity rivalry.
All right. Okay, so Hira, we're going to play two songs at random, and you just have to tell us which one you like better.
Okay, well,
let's ante up.
Jessica's going to host the next round of this game show.
Go ahead. Money is now on the table. We will hear our first song.
I still think it would be fun to talk to a robot.
You mean you'd forget it was a robot?
Hey, we need to talk.
Don't Get Freaked Out by Negative Land. All right, and now we will hear our next song. Reelin' and Rockin' by Chuck Berry. All right, and what's your pick, listener?
I would say the second.
Yeah, the second, because it's a real song, and everyone can relate to it. Chuck Berry is torn by indecision. Sometimes he feels he will, but get this, Ken. There are other times,
maybe
later that very same day.
He always will.
He feels he won't.
No, he always will.
Wait, I'm not done. Sometimes he feels he does. Other times he feels he don't.
No way.
He's reeling and rocking.
This can't be true.
We was reeling and rocking and rolling to the brink of dawn.
Well, Hira, you chose the wrong song.
Guess how long they reeled and rocked, Ken. Take a guess.
All night long.
Break of dawn. The break of dawn.
Really?
Yeah.
I guessed right.
Yeah.
I should win the money back.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Hira, You guessed wrong, but you're still okay by me. And Bucci still owes you $10.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm rolling in this money, Hero.
Don't forget. Thanks, Hero.
Okay, here's my money. Okay, Jessica, you're driving the bus, honey.
All right.
Oh, wait, we need a caller.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Franco.
Hello, Franco.
Do you know Franco?
I hear him on Bucci show.
Yeah? Do you ever meet him in some record store?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I'm ready to be quizzed.
Okay, Jessica's going to drive the bus. It's up to you, Jessica.
All right, okay, right here. So we're hearing our first song. Silly Love Song by Paul McCartney. All right, and our next song. Sister of Mercy by Marsha Hunt. All right, and winner. Or who's going to be the winner?
Franco.
Listener, Franco, what do you think?
Neither of them. They're both terrible. I elect Clam Chowder by Forrest Morgan. Goodbye.
Ay. I thought I liked Franco.
But wait, we have to play more of the music. Or we have to, if it's a long introduction, we should leap ahead, right?
I agree. We should probably play more.
Yeah, we'll play more. We'll play a few seconds
more
longer, of each one.
Yeah.
Now I understand why people don't like Franco. Okay.
Because he tried to, he was kind of a smart ass.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hi, who's this?
We should have a smart ass line, a dedicated phone line for smart asses.
That's a great idea.
This is Greg from Brooklyn.
You don't want to keep smart asses waiting on hold, Ken.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Greg. How are you doing? How was your day?
Oh, just fantastic.
You're coming home from work?
No, I work from home.
Of course you do, Greg. Of course you do.
Says unemployed Andy. At least he has a job.
Oh, Greg has a job?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your job, Greg? What do you do from home?
I work for the man.
He works for New York State. He works for the tax office.
You should be proud of him. He's working for your boss.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Greg, it's great to meet you. And we're going to play two songs, right, Jessica?
Right.
One will be from Ken's iPhone. One will be from my iPhone. And we're going to, we have $5 on it.
All right, we will hear our first song.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I Won't Dance by Frank Sinatra and Count Basie.
I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance, don't ask me. I won't dance.
And our next song. Microchips and Fish by Red Crayola. All right, Greg, which song? Who's your winner?
Oh, this is a tough one, guys. But I'm going to go with number one.
Duh. Of course. Did you hear Greg's joke, Ken? Did you hear what he said? He said it's a tough one.
Oh, was that a joke?
Yeah, of course it was. Of course it was. Because the second song you heard was not really technically music.
I think that was music.
No. Ken, it amuses me so much that you would put that song on your phone. You heard that song and said, oh, that's a keeper. Right, Ken?
Yeah, Red Crayola is great.
Yeah, Red Crayola is great. Yeah. About what time of day did that happen, Ken, where you heard that song and said, oh, that's a keeper? That's a mistake most people make at 3 or 4 a.m.
No, this was, I think, 2 p.m.
Yeah, 2 p.m. Yeah. That's a keeper. Jessica, I'm just wondering, which of those two songs would be most likely played on your show?
Red Crayola.
No, I'm being serious. Which of the songs we just heard would you think you might play?
Hey, thanks, Greg.
Still Red Crayola.
Yeah. Yeah. Life up the station manager's butt.
Yeah.
All right, up, Andy.
Andy up.
Andy sure. up.
Of course I will.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air.
Who's this?
Who's this?
Hello, it's Homer.
Homer?
Homer.
Hi, Homer.
Hi, Homer. Say hi to Jessica.
With the T.
Oh, Tomer. Oh, wait. We've met you, right, Tomer?
Yes, we've met Tomer many times.
Wait, Tomer gave me a ride home once. I asked listeners for a ride home.
Oh, man, Tomer, why did you do that?
Tomer has a job and a life.
And a car.
And I know he has a car. And he was very generous with his time.
He shouldn't use these things for evil purposes.
Tomer was great. Tomer gave me a ride home. It was like 3 years ago, and he is still my fifth best friend. That list hasn't changed.
Yeah, that's kind of sad.
It is kind of sad. So, Tomer, we're going to play two songs. We're not going to tell you whose iPhone you're listening to. And Ken and I have $5 on this.
I'm ready.
All right, and we will hear our first song. Let's Fall in Love by Peggy Lee.
Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take.
All right, and our next song. Things Behind the Sun by Bik Runga. Okay, Tomer, who is your winner? Who has the best song?
I gotta go with number two.
No.
Correct choice, Tomer.
No. Wait, you didn't hear number one. I guess it was did you have a problem with the radio?
Let's fall in love.
There it is. It's Peggy Lee.
If my wife was on the show, she'd
Jesus.
Pick number one. I know that.
So Peggy Lee, imagine this. I'll set the stage. She meets a man, a young fella at the record fair.
Uh-huh.
Right? She's attracted to him.
Yeah.
They're hitting it off.
Right.
You know what she says to him? Let's close our eyes. Make our own paradise. Let's fall in love.
Uh-huh.
It happens all the time at the record fair.
It's just kind of corny.
In your fevered imagination, yeah. Ken. Fine.
I mean, I like Peggy Lee. That was actually a fair round because it was female vocalist versus female vocalist.
Oh, that was a female vocalist that we played? That was a female vocalist?
Yeah, Bik Runga, yeah, it's a female vocalist.
A female in the new current definition of the word female.
No.
In the traditional definition?
In the traditional sense.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Fascinating.
Doing a Nick Drake song, I think.
A Nick Drake song.
I would think you would like that.
Yeah, you would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Tomer.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks, Tomer.
Stop giving rides to Andy. Okay, Andy up.
He's my personal Uber driver. Okay, Andy up. Wait, who's winning on this $5?
I don't know.
So we're about even.
Because we're doing real cash, yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Jessica. You drive the ship.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Listener Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Did you ever date him, Jessica? Check your list. Did you bring your...
She never dated Harrison.
Did you bring your hard drive? Oh, we have different definitions of dating.
Hi, Michael. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to
all
meet
right.
you.
Good luck on the show.
Thanks, man. All right. All right. So we will start with our first song.
Oh, good luck on your show. There's no hope here, I mean.
Oh, sweet, sweet. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, Badlands. By I'm cold in a crossfire. I don't understand. Well, there's one fire on the soul. Okay, and our next song is Prove It by Television.
Docs, clock, a whisper woke him up.
All right, and which song do you think is the best?
The second.
No.
Correct.
No,
I don't
he got
like either vocal much, but
he got confused.
I hate overdramatic instrumentation.
I hear you, man.
Okay, you didn't understand. The first one was Bruce Springsteen.
So what?
No, I'm sorry. Let me finish. And the E Street Band.
Yes, and?
And he's singing about how Badlands, you know, you have to live Badlands every day. It's kind of that's his philosophy of life.
The Badlands in Texas, you mean?
You just let the broken hearts land with as the ones that got away. What? You know, when I saw Bruce Springsteen, I'll never forget this. I was kind of in the balcony. I was upstairs.
Uh-huh.
I was looking down on the crowd.
Nosebleed section.
Uh-huh. And so Badlands, you know, he starts playing Badlands.
Yeah.
And everybody in the crowd throws their fist in the air and they're all singing along. Badlands, you got to live. And you're looking down on them. They're all middle-aged, heavy-set, bald guys with their fist in the air. Sing, and they all park their cars, valet parking, obviously, outside the stadium. And they're all singing about Badlands.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Ruckman, I prefer the second for the same reason I prefer White Like Me to anything Sam Kinison ever did.
Ah, well, now you've got my number. Yeah, White Like Me is something I worked on.
And it's really nicely understated.
Well, I'm giving you permission to like my stuff and Sam Kinison. You can like both.
Well, thanks. Thanks for playing, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Congratulations on choosing correctly.
Yeah. Sounds like you and Michael have a little connection there, Jessica.
Right.
They can't fake that kind of chemistry.
We're doing the Playlist Olympics. It's Andy's Random Shuffle versus
Is your boyfriend listening to this?
My Random Shuffle.
Yeah, hi, Ted. Yeah.
Ted?
Yeah.
Ted's home from work?
He works from home, yeah.
Yeah, works from home. What's Ted do?
He's a copywriter.
Oh, he has a real job?
Yeah.
He has a real grown-up job?
He really does, yeah.
He pays taxes?
He does. We've been talking
about
it.
Wait, you mean he doesn't pretend to go to work like Andy does?
Yeah. I say, bye, honey, and then I go to the library for 7 hours. And then the day I dread most is bring your daughter to work day. I dread it. I have to explain to my daughter why I'm sitting on the park bench.
Well, thank God she's in college now. So.
Yeah, well, we can't all be Ted. How did you and Ted meet? At what bar?
Oh, what bar? Yeah, we actually met with friends from when we were camping. Yeah, like mutual friends.
You had mutual friends. You were all camping.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
That was almost a year ago.
Oh, when's your anniversary?
September 1st.
Wait. It's been less than a year, and you're living and you're roommates now.
Oh no.
Oh, because your parents are listening.
Oh no, no, we're
yeah,
not living together.
Oh yeah, no, you're
all.
Not roommates. Why are you winking? Why are you winking at me? No, wait. I don't understand. Why are you nodding and winking while you say no?
No, we live two trains apart.
Trains apart. Why are you shaking your head now? I don't understand all the signals you're sending.
Ante up, Andy.
All right.
You keep putting your money away after every round.
Okay.
My money's just sitting out. But every round, you have to, lock it up.
I don't expect to lose again. Okay, here we go.
At least leave an ante out.
Okay. Just shut up.
Caller?
Stop screaming at me.
Let's get a caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
Troy from Brooklyn.
Hey, Troy.
Hi, Troy.
Ex-boyfriend? Jessica? No?
Not yet,
okay,
no.
Okay. Hey, Troy. Yeah, the week is young. Okay, so, Troy, you're going to hear two songs.
Okay.
Okay, and we're just going to ask you, which would you be happiest to hear, let's say, on your favorite radio station, if it suddenly comes up?
Silver Threads and Gold Needles by Linda Ronstadt. And then, I keep going. And now you're hearing Temptation by Prince and the Revolution. Okay, Troy, which is your winner?
I'm going to go with number two.
Nice.
Well chosen, Troy.
This can't be happening.
But I love Linda.
I do love Linda Ronstadt.
And she's so sexy.
You started.
That's probably why.
But you started off with another song.
No, I did not. Look, the previous song was Badlands.
Oh, it was Badlands. Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
Silver Threads and Golden Needles. She's so hurt. Her heart has been broken.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
right.
And she's saying, I don't know if I could ever gonna mend. My heart's ever gonna feel mended. Even
right.
Silver Threads, even Golden Needles.
Oh, I see.
Couldn't. What's your song about?
But what if she had
your
great
Prince song?
What if she
your
had
stupid song?
What if she
that
had
you didn't even play at the right speed?
What if she had a great surgeon though?
Yeah, maybe.
Still no.
Yeah, still no.
Oh well, Prince is talking about temptation and you know the struggle between being a sinner and
stupid
between a sinner and a saint.
You know, yeah. The disadvantage I have is my music appeals to sexy people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a sexier song than the Prince song that I played. That's what you're saying?
Her heart is broken. It's Linda Ronstadt. Maybe Jerry Brown. Maybe Governor Jerry Brown broke her heart. Who broke Prince's heart?
Maybe. Nobody ever broke Prince's heart.
Nobody broke Prince's heart. Yeah, exactly. Prince wouldn't let them close enough.
He broke a lot of hearts.
Emotionally, Prince was so closed off. He had a great sense of style, though. I'll give him that. Did you hear my joke, Jessica? Prince,
yeah.
Sense of style.
Nice.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's
this? You're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. Oh, she's a long-time listener. First-time caller.
First-time caller. Yeah. I'm driving to the beach right now.
Oh, nice. Which beach you going to?
I'm going to Cape May.
Oh, hey, while you're there, Maggie, check out the ocean.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
I think that's...
Never heard of it.
Kind of.
I mean, while you're at the beach anyway...
Kind of the whole point, isn't it?
You think I should check out the ocean?
Definitely. You're right there anyway. Jesus.
All right.
Don't come home.
I might consider it.
Yeah. That Maggie's okay. That Maggie can sure play along with you. My opinion.
I'd say you have an edge, somebody going to the beach.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So who's going to... Okay. So you're going to hear two songs, Maggie. This is song one.
You're listening to Miss Sweeney by Weezer. And now we will hear our next song. Jolly Copper on Parade by Randy Newman. That's song two.
Come to Black and White. Come to motorcycles. Is those engines raw?
Okay. All right. Which is your song choice? Which song do you choose?
Oh, the second one, by far.
Of course, the second one. It's not even fair. I feel like I'm stealing your money.
But can you start it in the middle? You start it.
Yeah.
We love Weezer. I love Weezer.
Who loves Weezer?
Me.
Who?
Oh, come on.
I blew it because...
Jessica, you can't say that.
I know. I was like, it's a good song.
Jessica, you're trying to get people to listen to your show on Friday. Jessica.
Right.
No, Jessica doesn't love Weezer. Jessica, be smart. You're trying to build an audience. Jessica has great taste.
Right.
Well, thanks, Maggie. You didn't get it right, but we love you anyway. Hi.
It's just not fair because...
Will you ante up, please?
This is my ante. This is mine. I just won this.
Oh, okay. I'll ante.
Fine.
Who's winning right now? Do we know?
We don't know. I think I am. Hi, you're on the air.
It's pretty close.
Hey, can't believe I got through Ken, Andy, Jessica.
Oh, it's Zachary.
It's Zachary.
Last week. Looking forward to the show.
All we're asking for people, please call if you can listen to two songs and tell us which one you like better. That's the criteria. That's the game we're playing.
We have to turn our songs off.
Okay.
Right, and now we will hear our first
song. Turn your song off.
Oh, sorry.
There we go.
There you go.
Right, okay, and now we will hear our first song. You're listening to One Fine Day by the Chiffons?
That's some good piano. I do love doo-wop.
All right, and now you'll hear our next song. Kiss the Feet of the Nuns by Bible Launcher. That's what you're listening to right now. All right, and which song do you choose?
It's not even close. We got to go with the first one.
Well, sure. Oh, Ken. Ken, it's like racing. It's like having a foot race with some handicapped fella. Oh, I feel terrible.
I'm terrible.
You know what it is, Andy? It's the doo-wop. Every time you hear a doo-wop song, you've won.
And that's Carole King, One Fine Day. Carole King and her husband wrote One Fine Day. Oh, it's not even fair. It's like playing tetherball with a fella in a wheelchair or something. I feel bad winning.
You should, Andy.
Yeah, I think it's tied, to tell you the truth.
You do?
Yeah.
Just put up another $5.
I'm about even. Thank you, Zachary.
I think you're buying dinner for me and my family tonight.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Ignis.
Ignis?
Hey, Ignis. How's it going?
Yeah. See a stranger to you?
Ignis.
Jessica? I guess your boyfriend's listening. You have to pretend. Right?
Yeah.
You've never met Ignis, have you?
No.
No, right. Never dated Ignis. Check your list. Did you bring your computer?
No.
You bring your hard drive?
The hard drive.
Okay. Okay, Ignis. You're going to hear two songs.
And this is our first song. God, I'm pronouncing this. Rebellion's Nos Live by Asak Mabul. I should know this. Maybe. And Veronique Vincent. I hope that was that's the song I was doing right now. All right, and now we'll listen to our next song. Right now you're listening to Nice and Easy by Frank Sinatra.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall.
All right, and which song is your favorite? What's your pick?
Number one.
All right, there we go.
Wait, no, we have a bad connection. He said number one. No, number one was the bad.
That was Asak Mabul.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, Asak Mabul.
Unquestionably, undeniably number one.
Yeah, you're a big fan of Static, are you?
That's not Static.
It makes you long for Static.
It's prog rock.
Yeah. Maybe if I move the needle on my radio dial, I'll hear Static. That's what it makes you think.
It's not what it makes me think.
Yeah, I know. WFMU. God, how did this happen?
Thank you, caller.
How did this station happen?
Turn off the Sinatra. Turn off the Oxon.
Maybe you can learn something. Why don't we just go through my playlist? Just learn something.
You want to go through your playlist?
Well, I don't know. Whatever you want to do.
You want to...
Whatever you want to do. You want to continue this?
Release Jessica from bondage?
No, tell me what you want to do.
I'm enjoying this.
I know. Let's continue.
Yeah,
then.
Let's continue.
Here's $5. Go to hell.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Grant. I can't believe I got through.
Hello, Grant. Is it Grant from California?
No, from London, remember?
Oh, yeah. Grant from London. Of course, Grant from the UK.
Grant, yeah, we know Grant.
I'm wondering, who's winning at this point? Because that might weight my decision once you play the music.
That wouldn't be fair.
I think that Andy is.
That wouldn't be fair.
Is Andy winning?
Grant, here's all you have to know. Here's all you have to know, Grant. I enjoy real music. I enjoy tight construction. I enjoy great performances.
I think it's tied. I'm even. So I think it's tied at this point.
How do you explain this? I think right now Ken's even and I'm up.
I'm an open mind.
So go figure that. Okay, so here's selection one.
All right, this is our first song. Toiletries by DJ Female Convict Scorpion. That's our first song. Good. And our next song, Unchained Melody by Willie Nelson.
Oh, Willie. Yeah, Willie doing Unchained Melody. I'm going with that. Yeah, I mean, I'm a soppy, broken heart for Willie. Yeah.
You can't beat Willie Nelson. It's almost like cheating playing Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
And what was that thing you played, Ken?
DJ Female Convict Scorpion.
Oh, so it was Andy's. Yeah, Andy liked Willie.
Well, yeah. Of course Andy liked Willie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Andy,
I've always preferred Willie Nelson to Unchained DJ Scorpion, blah, 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 blah.
DJ Female Convict
Yeah,
Scorpion.
Female Convict, yeah.
That's lovely. Thank you, guys.
I remember they opened for Willie Nelson, and I thought, that's a strange kind of combination.
I know. It was kind of like when Jimi Hendrix opened for the Monkees.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hey, we heard Neil Young kind of reflecting on that, remember?
Ken? Oh, yeah, he did mention that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you turn off your damn Willie Nelson?
Okay, we have time for a couple more.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, if I earn a few more bucks, I can.
Hi, love the show. I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either.
That's so sweet of you to say.
It's Danny D.
I'll tell you why that's funny, Jessica. Almost nobody's calling.
Oh, have I?
So it's funny that he says, "Yeah, you have to ante up, buddy."
Okay.
So, it's funny when they say, "I can't believe I got through." That's what's funny about that. Okay. Are you going to take calls on your show?
Maybe. Everyone seems really nice right now, so, but probably not. Sorry.
Wow. That's okay. There's a comments board for that.
So you have 3 hours
to
fill.
Welcome aboard. I did not give you an official.
Yeah, thank you. That's so nice.
Yeah, no, we're very excited to have Jessica on board.
I think I've cracked the code, though.
Well, how do you...
Oh, yeah.
If the year the song was released begins with a 2, that's a Ken song. And if it begins with a 1... That's not Ken's.
Okay.
There might be exceptions to that.
Here we go.
Another hint is when Ken put his playlist together, he was clearly wasted. So that's something else to consider.
I did it right after leaving 10 Cent Beer Night.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, Ken.
That's the best time to make a playlist.
Okay, you're going to hear 2 songs.
All right, TV Blues by James Blood Ulmer is the song I'm listening to right now. All right, and our next song. I Threw It All Away by Bob Dylan.
I still want to be the spoiler, but I think I'm going to go with number 1, which I think is going to be Ken's song.
Yeah.
Correct, Danny.
Both, I think, were released with a 1, though, so you tried to trick me.
Yeah, I mean, this is Bob Dylan when he was singing with his Kermit voice.
Well, he stopped smoking for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And that was his voice. Okay, it sounded like...
His lay lady lay voice.
We have a terrible connection. It sounded like you preferred Ken's music.
Yeah, he did. That's what he said.
Well, I'm sure he wants to correct that. Do you want to rethink that right now, before we hang up?
No, because Ken will hang up on me anyway, so...
See, don't you understand? Once Bob Dylan, he had mountains in the palm of his hand.
Yeah, okay.
And rivers that ran through every day.
Right, that's when he was really popular.
Yeah, but he was a fool. He treated her like a fool.
Oh, who did he treat like a fool?
I don't know. The woman.
Sarah?
Threw it all the way.
Sarah? Joan? Edie?
Now, this might have been before the divorce.
Oh, yeah, that is before the divorce.
He was talking about another.
All right, one more round. Thanks, okay. Danny. Gaylord Fields is ready to fill in for Weekly World Blues tonight.
Okay, this is it. Our last $5.
You're
put
on
it on the table.
You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Dan. Hey.
It's a different Dan?
Yeah, it's a different Dan. I'm actually completely naked right now.
All right.
Some shows don't have any Dans listening. We have Dans coming out of our butt.
It's naked Dan. Whoops. Hang on.
It is. That's me.
All right, and we'll be hearing our first song.
Okay.
Fratellish Hang Perpeschi by Mueno. I'm sorry, I have dyslexia. Sometimes when I read things, it doesn't come out right. But that's the first song you're hearing. All right, and now our next song. Right now you're hearing Sam Cooke's What a Wonderful World. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science. Ooh. All right, what is your pick?
I have to go with the second one. It was a little groovier. The first one was a little too European for me.
Exactly. If you're naked and dancing around your living room, you want Sam Cooke on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fact. That's a fact, Jack.
That'd be fun. Yeah, be fun.
Now, that song, What a Wonderful World, includes one of my favorite lyrics of all time. Don't know much about the Middle Ages. Looked at the pictures, and I turned the pages. Great stuff.
Thanks, Naked Dan.
All righty.
And thank you, Jessica.
Yeah,
thank
Jessica.
You guys for having me on.
And good luck Friday at noon.
That was really fun. You can hear Jessica's first show a week from Friday, noon to 3 p.m. And who won? I think I started off with I guess you won.
Well,
you won by a tiny bit.
Did you learn a lesson? Does that mean anything to you? That our listeners prefer my playlist. Does that mean anything to you?
No.
Move the needle at all.
I did learn a lesson.
Tell me what you learned tonight.
Stop going to 10 Cent Beer Night.
Yeah.
That's it.
Don't make your playlist after 10 Cent Beer Night. Make your playlist before 10 Cent Beer Night.
Thank you to Jeremiah for the newsletter. And we'll be back next week.
We sure will, right,
yeah.
Ken?
Yeah. That's a threat.
That's a threat. And we invite you all to sock it to me. Till then.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, except that Rockland County burned down, and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned. Up next, it's Weekly World Blues with your guest host, Gaylord Fields.
James and Frank James, Billy Kidd, all the rest. Supposed to be some bad cats out there in the West. But when they dug me and my gangster ways, they hung up their guns and made it to the grave. 'Cause I'm a gangster of love. Street, all the girls that I meet say he's a gangster of love. Yeah. I robbed a local beauty contest for their first place winner. They found her with me out in Hollywood eating a big steak dinner. They tried to get her to go back to pick up her prize. She stood up and told them, "You just don't realize that he's a gangster of love."
I walk in a bar, girls from near and far say he's a gangsta of love. Oh, let me invade a little. I jump on my white horse Cadillac. I ride across the borderline. I rope 65 girls. I kiss them all at the same time. I take 25 or 30. I put them all on a freight. $1 million reward for me. Each and every state. The sheriff say, is you Guitar Watson? In a very deep voice. Say yes, sir, brother sheriff, and that's your wife on the back of my horse. 'Cause I'm a gangsta of love. Yeah, I'm a gangsta of love. Hey, yeah, when I walk down the street, all the girls that I meet say he's a
sweet words of abysmatology in your ear and speak to you of the prophetess of love. Even though our road is rough and long, for you to leave me at this time, darling, must surely be wrong. So come back and reconsider one more thing. Maurice is the only word. Your little heart sing. Make no more apple pie. Since you've been gone, it's been starvation, mama. Ever since I lost my probation. Don't you remember the time that you ended up in jail? That's right, darling, it was Maurice who went your bail. Now it's just one more thing that I want to say before you turn and walk away.
side with the feeling. When you are near me, I'm high as the ceiling. Oh, baby, hear me, 'cause I'm saying.